Hello and welcome to Little Light Room, the Geek Show's dedicated book show, which is strange, considering it's a radio show, on the Geek Show Podcast Network.
Yeah, it'd be very odd if we had to sit here and write the show, and then print it off, and then just stand on the street corner giving it to people.
We record the sound of us writing the show.
You have to handwrite it, so you don't print laugh.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do a script for everybody that's going to be on the show.
No. I don't like triplicate. And please don't make me do triplicate. I hate triplicate. It's just getting... No.
It's just because you've had to sign far too many forms.
Oh, God, yes.
It's like signing his life away now.
I signed my life away years ago. It's official. There's a guy called Stan. He owns my soul.
But now how are we going to sell it to Satan for all the money, Rob?
You didn't get that?
Oh, I get it. Yeah. I'm smart. I have a degree.
So, yes. Hello, welcome. My name's Rob.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm maybe Andrew. Is that right?
Yes.
That's right. Yay, I got a thing right.
Well, since today we are missing letters off things, I would be Raw or Ob.
Does that make me the Latin American gentleman Andre?
Yes. And you'd be Jordan, which I believe is a Japanese name for a move from karate, isn't it?
It's a thing in kendo where, like, you lift the sword above your head.
Yeah, but it's also...
I basically say, come at me, bro. Because ish ni san shi go rock shi's hatch kyuju. Yeah, I know my Japanese numbers.
Yes.
Back on the smart train.
Yes. Talking about the smart train, let's head straight into the news and start off with somebody who wasn't quite smart.
Is it Wally because he got lost?
No. It's a poet.
Is it Donald Trump?
No.
I think there's a lot of people who can qualify for this, but
is it
specifically.
West?
Talking about people who goofed. Alan Prowell, the poet and translator, won the Stephen Spender Prize for Poetry and won £1,000 for it. He has been accused of plagiarism, and following those accusations, he has decided to withdraw his poems from the award and return the prize money. Now, do you know the weird thing? Poetry is one of those really kind of niche areas of literature, but it has a surprising amount of scandal attached to it.
It really does. It feels like every other week there's some sort of new poetry scandal.
It's just kind of... I don't understand how, why, why.
And just don't question it, Rob. If we don't have a scandal, then we don't have a show anymore.
It's like everything now, though, isn't it? There's no originality. Everything from everywhere now is going to find its origins from somewhere.
Yes.
So that's what I think. That's the hardest thing, because there's nothing, no matter what you do, you will think of turn around and say, oh, so-and-so's already done it.
Yeah.
It's been in a certain movie, it's been in a certain TV show, or whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, Prowell took the award last month for his translation of Dutch poet Rutger Copeland's Johnson Brothers Limited. It's a poem about the death of Copeland's father, and the translation was described as superb by judges. It was Prowell's second triumph in the Spender Prize, which he previously won in 2007 for his translation of Attilio Bertolucci's poems. But the Dutch poetry site Nederlander Poëzie Encyclopedia claimed last week that Prowell's submissions this year aren't superb translations at all, but blatant plagiarism, with all five poems he entered for the prize lifted from translations by James Brockway and Willem Groenewegen. Slightly adapted.
Say that when you're drunk.
Yeah. Slightly adapted and subsequently submitted under his own name. Now, the poet Bart FM Droog, which makes him sound like a radio station. Bart FM.
Sounds like some out of Star Wars.
Yes. Provided a comparison of the differing versions of the winning poem online. Prowell writes, "Now he's dead and I am suddenly as old. It strikes me with surprise degeneration could be built into him too. In his diary, I see appointments made with people unknown, calendars with gas pipeline labyrinths on his wall, on the mantelpiece of the picture of a woman in Paris, his woman, the unfathomable world of a man." Brockway, on the other hand, wrote, "Now he is dead and I am suddenly as old as he. It turns out to my surprise that he too had decay built into him. In his diary, I see appointments with persons unknown, on his wall, calendars with gas pipe labyrinths, on the mantelpiece, the portrait of a woman in Paris, his woman, the incomprehensible world of a man. They're remarkably similar.
That is, well, like, especially that last bit is word for word, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, incomprehensible and unfathomable.
Basically the same thing.
Yeah, that's just changing a word.
Yeah. I don't know, it just seems like I just have this mental image now of there's an army of poetry fans who are just scouring every poem and trying to find out whether it's plagiarized or not.
Just looking every single version of that poem and doing side-by-side comparisons.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just with so many scandals happening in the poetry world, it's just, yeah. But, I mean, this is too close. I mean, if it was wildly different, if there was a huge difference, you could technically put it down to coincidence.
Oh yeah, well, plus they're both.
No, it wouldn't be coincidence, it'd be influence.
Oh, influence, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Plus they're both translating the same thing, yeah. So yeah. Obviously there's going to be some similarity, but definitely not to that level.
But I mean, if they're both translating the same thing, I don't understand how he can win an award for it. Okay, someone needs to explain.
Well,
I would
assume it's something like the degree of skill, because the poem probably only makes sense in its native language, yeah. And it probably needs to be reinterpreted to like have the same impact in a different language.
Yeah.
So I would assume that's where the award comes from.
Even then, I don't think it'd make much of a difference.
Yeah.
Like that, because if you're still, no matter what language you put in it, like that, no matter what you're describing, right, it will still sound the same.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all about how the poem sounds, isn't it?
Because
there's still got to be that certain flow to it.
Yeah.
And that's going to be lost in the translation process.
Yeah, this is true. I know there's an art to translating stuff like this, but I also know there's a limited number of words that can be used. Incomprehensible, unfathomable.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, I don't think it's lifted straight word for word. I think it is right, but it's just changed a few little elements in it.
I'd be more inclined to give an award for a translation of a poem that hadn't been translated before, rather than a poem that has already been translated.
Well, unless he's like...
Has it been translated before?
Yeah.
The actual poem that...
This one had been translated
before. But unless he's submitted it as, like...
His own new translation.
Yeah, as trying to pass it off as the first ever translation.
Yeah, well, that would explain it then.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think the thing we have to remember here is he's the one who's withdrawn it from the awards.
Yeah.
Which definitely makes it seem really guilty.
Yeah. Yes. I have to agree with that. So yes, Alan Prowell, you may be a naughty boy. We will wait and see.
He's a very naughty boy.
There's potentially much finger wagging in the future.
Yes, because it won't go any further than that. This is the poetry world after all.
And possibly someone with overly large glasses and a turtleneck might frown. I think that that's like the highest punishment you can get in the poetry world.
I know someone like that.
Is he a poetry critic?
No, but he does write poetry.
Of course he does.
And he does criticise a lot of things.
Is it literally, if you wear a turtleneck, you have to write poetry? I'm pretty sure it's the law.
I used to wear a turtleneck. I never wrote poetry.
It's because you're a renegade, Rob. You don't play by the rules of the system.
No, I don't. I also didn't wear a beret or anything like that either.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's just like a fashionable winter choice.
Yes. Yes, it is. I wore my cap, the cap that I've had for like 5 years.
Oh, but the one that until you took it off the first time, I just assumed was part of your head.
Yes. It was my new hairstyle. My hair comes with a brim. Have you seen those afros that some guys have got where they actually style their afro into the shape of a hat?
Yes.
Well, that's just functional, isn't it?
I know. Anyway, right, moving on to the next news story.
Yep. We get to talk about Morrissey again.
Yes.
So, Morrissey, as we discussed, I believe last week.
As in Morrissey the singer?
Yeah, as in Morrissey the singer.
Right.
He wrote a book called List of the Lost, and it won the Bad Sex Award.
Yes.
For this year's worst ever sex scene, with such, just great passages as Bulbous Salutation.
Yes.
That just sounds like a Pokemon, that one, mate.
it gets...
Oh, like a Pokemon,
no. Oh, it's terrible. But oi, it gets worse. There is Giggling Snowball of Full-Figured Copulation, and here's the plateau.
I wouldn't use that term in this phrase, to be honest.
Oh, no, here we go. A dangerous and clamorous roller coaster of sexually violent rotation.
See, with him using rotation and roller coaster.
Yeah, exactly. Right,
I would have gone with waltzes.
And then he paid her an extra 10p for long ago.
Or maybe, you know, the spinning teacups.
Yeah.
Don't even. Teacups are deadly. Like, literally, the only ride I've ever felt sick on is the teacups.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because he was actually on the teacups to begin with. Not the spinning, I think it was because the fact he was actually on the teacups.
Yeah, but...
He couldn't handle the waltz.
When he says teacups... When he says teacups, I'm automatically thinking, yeah, that's exactly it.
Just like that.
No, you got to have the finger out, remember? Yes.
Mind you, right, he's from Eaglescliff.
I know, and he's had tea with the vicar.
I have. Exactly. It was pretty intense.
Lots of little fingers out.
Anyway, yeah, Morrissey, he has not taken the prize well. He did not attend the ceremony and released a statement saying it's best to maintain an indifferent distance from the prize because there are too many good things in life to let these repulsive horrors pull you down. I have many enemies, he added, and their biggest motivation, as you know, is to try to use all your achievements against you.
He does have many enemies.
He does.
This is Morrissey. Most of his enemies are apparently daffodils.
Well done.
I'd be proud of that one. I should have.
That one got John.
It did. That was a very good one. That one.
A lot of people are probably confused as to how that fits in.
Okay, just
be careful, Morrissey. The daffodils are already in bloom.
They're coming to get you.
Yes. Anyway, back to me, is it?
Yeah, we've had enough of Morrissey being a whiny little child.
Yes. Well,
we've had enough of the daffodils trying to get him out. Yeah.
We're going on to book banning now. Yes. From America, again.
Of all places.
Where else would you find more books banned than any other place? Do you know the weird thing is America...
I love Wikipedia.
Now, America bans almost as many books as Iran.
Hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. But Iran has actually been banning far fewer books recently because the government is actually quite liberal, which means that America is almost on an equal level when it comes to banning books as Iran.
Sure, there's irony there somewhere.
There's a lot.
I'm just trying to find the bit that isn't irony.
Yes. Anyway, Friends Central School in Montgomery County. Friends Central School in Montgomery County, it has requested a ban on Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain because it uses the N-word a lot.
Yeah, because, like, literally one of the characters is N-word Jim.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, it's not the first time that Huckleberry Finn has been banned because it was first banned in Concord, Massachusetts in 1885. They labelled it as trash and suitable only for the slums, but now it's drawing fire over Mark Twain's frequent use of the N-word, which occurs more than 200 times in the text. In 2011, a publisher released a version of the novel replacing the racial slur with the word slave in order to counter the preemptive censorship that has caused these important works of literature to fall off curriculum lists worldwide. Now, I'm sorry, but it's a historical work. It's really old now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you said that the first school banned it in 1885.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's really old now. It's a work of historical importance. Mm. So the sanctity of it, regardless of what word it uses, should be in there. And after all, there was a time when the word fornication was not allowed. It was considered a very derogatory term. The same way that we would use the F word now. There were other words that we were not allowed to use the word faggot
Yep.
Even though it's a type of sausage.
Mm-hmm. In case it offends.
In case it offends certain people, yeah. Right? And yet you can still sell faggots. You go by Mr. Brain's Faggots, which I always thought was a hilarious name. You know, calling the company is called Mr. Brain's, for crying out loud.
Mm.
But it's a type of sausage, you know. A delicious type of sausage, I might add. But, yeah, it's just a type of sausage.
Yeah, who among us doesn't love just shoving a few faggots in your mouth?
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah, I had to. It's low-hanging fruit, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Even there may come a time when low-hanging fruit is considered derogatory. But this is the thing. Times change. You know, attitudes
change. Time moves on.
Time moves on. The N-word, at that point in time, was in common usage, not just by the slave owners. It was used by the slaves themselves. Everybody used it. It was just a word.
It's a piece of history more than anything else.
Yeah. To be honest, I think it's a problem with this entire culture of banning we have that makes words like this seem so scary.
But they're not. It's just a word. Exactly. How can a word be scary? It's the age-old thing. Sticks and stones may break my bones.
Hmm.
But whips and chains excite me.
Thank you for that insight into Rob's personal life.
That was the wrong one.
It was words can never hurt me. That was it.
Yeah.
So we saved the other one till later, Rob.
Yes. Anyway, I feel sheepish.
You've been watching Flock Stars again.
No, it was a trailer for Rams.
Oh yeah, John didn't say. It's great. It's like. Well, basically, it's what I described as Schindler's List, but with sheep.
Okay, then.
It's an Icelandic black comedy. And it's just, yeah. So, yes, back to this, back to book banning. I don't agree with the whole idea of censorship like this, especially with a historical work. It's basically...
Well, that's what
it is. You know the Tintin comics? The ones from, like, the 1920s with the really derogatory... imagery.
I own a copy of Tintin in the Congo.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tintin in the Congo.
Yeah, because it's so super racist. Yeah. It's amazing.
It is, but that was how things were at the time.
But like now I can open it up, look at it, and just laugh at how ridiculously racist it is.
Exactly, because people have a degree of intelligence, and I'm pretty sure that people are going to use common sense when reading something like Huckleberry Finn. It's not the kind of book that somebody who is very impressionable and would simply follow the crowd, would tend to read.
Yeah, because we don't live in, like, what, 1700s?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we don't live in, like, 1700s America, do we?
Yeah, well, 1800s America, whatever it is. But
the 1900s America was the same.
The easily impressionable people are the ones who sit there and watch things like Strictly Come Dancing and X Factor and stuff like that. They're not the ones who are going to go out and read Mark Twain.
No, they aren't.
They're not going to read Huckleberry Finn. They're not going to read Help. They're not even going to read To Kill a Mockingbird.
See, I think the thing is with this is ignore the literature side of it. It is actually just a piece of history. It is how it was when it was.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Why not just treat it as that?
You look at Mice and Men.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. Well, not exactly the same, right? But along the same lines, if you know what I mean.
Around the same time period.
Yeah. Right? The exact same way for it.
Yeah.
Of Mice and Men that were dealing with mental illness.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Same thing.
Yeah.
Sort of, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. But it's about showing that the attitudes to that kind of thing were very different in that time.
Yeah, they are now.
Yeah.
So,
and this is the thing. The word is authentic in its usage for that time period. You know? And I don't understand why you need to change it just to satisfy some twisted ideology, because it is twisted now. The whole anti-racism thing, I'm all for it. I'm all for people not being racist. But that's dealing with people now.
There's been anti-racist, then there's a limit for it, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Everything
has
a limit.
It's one of them things, where do you stop?
Yeah.
Because basically everything now will become not racist, like propaganda, like that, against the
very simple thing. At what point does it end? You are exactly right. At what point can I no longer write in a black ink?
Whoa. I think you mean differently cultured ink, Rob.
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
but
at what point does this become Does this no longer become Black Ink? At what point does it become African American Ink?
Well, I mean, they've already done, like, it is, you have to call them chalkboards now, not blackboards.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
But you can still call them whiteboards. Or, well, most schools now have interactive boards, but you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, along the lines, it's ridiculous. Mm,
I call the interactive boards fabulous boards.
Yeah. I mean, think of it this way. Quite a few now. Do you remember when you were at school, you got the felt tips?
Yeah.
Loads of them now are taking out the pink highlighter, like the pink pens.
Yeah.
In case it offends people. I'm like, hang on a minute, it's a pink pen, right?
It's for a colour.
For a kid, that's...
It's a colour. Nobody except 5 to 7 year old girls are going to be using the pink pen.
Yeah. Like, what are they going to do instead? Replace it with an I respect your life choices colour.
Exactly. But it's one of them things. It's where do we stop? Do we just... I mean, eventually it's going to become like
that. Do you know what it is?
Everything's going to be just...
It's
basically...
because the world is filled with people like Rosie O'Donnell. Speaking as a mother, it is the million moms.
Yeah, it really is.
Basically, these people who have children who are overprotective and try and live out their dreams vicariously through their children. And these are the people who are, it's that kind of low grade middle class evil that stops
there,
the
there
rest
was a
of
story about this
on
the box a while ago.
Yeah,
he was talking about.
Yeah,
it was
some
Andy was watching.
Like all the time.
Like that. So it just brought a flashback of that story.
Yeah, basically, it was Lucifer.
Oh, yeah.
No. There was another thing. Andy was watching it. School Swap.
Yes, that's
it. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because people were worried that it might hurt the poor ickle baby's feelings.
Yeah. Parents suck. Yes, you heard it, parents. You all suck.
Just stop sucking so much.
Yes, just let people be people, you know. We'll make mistakes, but hell, what? We made mistakes for how many millennia?
Yeah,
got here, okay?
Well, a few close calls and scrapes, but...
Yeah, close calls and scrapes, but we got here, okay? We got to this point, okay? We got the internet, we got communication, you know? Pretty soon we'll have space travel. We could have had space travel a lot sooner if it wasn't for all you Rosie O'Donnells out there. And now Rosie O'Donnell is officially an insult.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That can be our next... Oh, you filthy Rosie O'Donnell.
Seriously. If it wasn't for all those bleeding Rosie O'Donnells out there, we might have actually had a colony on Mars by now, if it wasn't for them. Oh, no, you can't go to Mars. What will happen to the children? Think of the children.
Can't go to Mars, Rob, because Mars is the red planet. That might insult Native Americans.
Oh, no. Mars is the commie planet.
Mars is the one that's filled with, got outside the chocolate, right? We're filled with caramel and fudge.
I like Mars bars.
Which is sat in the Milky Way.
If Mars is the commie planet, that means Venus, which is green, is the liberals' planet.
Yes.
No wonder the Earth is screwed. We're filled with Republicans. It's the right-wing planet. That's why they say men are from Mars and women are from Venus, because none of us belong on Earth.
That's true.
So, yes, you heard it here first. How do we get onto that from banning books?
I don't know. Colours.
Yes, that was it.
There we go.
Yes. Anyway, back to you.
Yes. Jeff Koons has been sued for appropriating a 1980s gin ad in a work of art sold for millions.
Yes.
And that is millions, but with the Dr. Evil finger.
Yeah.
The allegation has come from photographer Mitchell Gray, who said that something that Koons has used... He reproduced a photo he did for Gordon's gin advert in the 80s, which is kind of a picture of just a guy and a woman on the beach with an easel. What would be really helpful is if, like, we could actually get a picture of the Jeff Koons art.
There is the picture of the Jeff Koons art.
Oh, is that the picture of the Jeff Koons art?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that's super plagiarism then.
Yeah. I could go for something Gordon's photography, copyright Jeff Koons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is the exact shot from the...
Yes, the photographer...
Well, then what's the art? He's just reproducing the advert.
Yeah.
That's not art. I don't get it, Rob.
Yeah. Basically, he used the commercial photo from the 80s in a painting, so obviously he's This, I think, is just a sample of the painting.
Okay, okay, so it's part of a larger whole thing.
Possibly.
Am I still going to be incredibly disappointed with the whole thing?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, there, yeah, really.
Probably, yes. You may be disappointed with the whole thing. I don't know. I just want to know what the balloon thing is all about.
Oh, yeah, like just his giant orange balloon dog.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's interesting.
That's amazing. Completely unrelated to the story. John has just shown me things that IKEA are being sued.
What?
No, IKEA have been forced to deny. They are selling SWAT sticker shaped tables named Hadolf.
What?
It's amazing because it's a SWAT sticker table.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
That's incredible.
Surely that falls in nicely in place, right, with the previous news story.
Yeah, that pretty much fits in.
That does. That fits in perfectly.
Oh, that is incredible. I love it.
I'm just on Jeff Koons's website, right? And I'm surprised at how much of his stuff is technically a copyright violation.
Yeah, what says he's been sued several times before. Lost twice in the early 90s, one for appropriating a picture from another photographer, and another for using the image of the Garfield character Odie.
I've just found one that's Bacardi. Found a Bacardi thing.
Yeah, pretty sure that's copyrightable.
Yeah.
Who is his lawyer?
He's clearly not
doing a good job.
Oh, I found the I could go for. Oh, yeah, that picture is actually the oil painting.
What, is it just the god?
That is the oil
painting.
That's
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just the god gin.
He basically used the poster, the picture on the poster, as a base and basically did that picture. Okay, so I have a question. How the hell is he classed as an artist? He's basically a copier.
Yeah, that is. Do you think he just, like, shoved a massive bit of tracing paper over that advert?
Possibly, yeah.
Hmm.
But that's just copy art. Yeah. Anyone can do that. I can do that, for crying out loud.
Ridiculous.
And people paid $2 million for this? Are they mad?
Well, this goes back to last week again, doesn't it, about how ridiculous art is?
Yeah, true.
I shake my head.
Yes.
So you should.
We wag our fingers at you. Little fingers.
Shall we move on?
Yes, let's move on. We don't really have any books this week, but
since it
is the Christmas show.
Yes, we've got something possibly even better.
Yes.
What, than Christmas?
It's possibly even better than Christmas.
This basically is our Christmas. It is book covers with one letter different and all missing. So shall I start running through the list?
Yes.
Well, first we have Barry Hines' Les, which is the cover of Cares, but just Les Dawson on the front instead. Hilary Mantel's Worf Hall.
Is this Worf as in Star Trek?
Yeah, as in Star Trek Worf. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
Oh, J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter.
But that's that one, we all know that one anyway. We all call him Harry Potter.
Although, to be fair,
or Harry Potter.
Ryan earlier found an even better one in the land of Harry Otter.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Sons and Hoovers by D.H. Lawrence.
Yes.
Oh, that's a bad one. I, Macbeth.
What was that originally?
Macbeth.
So where's I come from?
Well, it's
as
just I. Yeah, as in like I, Mac.
Ah, right. Okay. They added right. Okay. Yes.
The Gropes of Wrath.
I've got a good one by Thomas L. Friedman. The World is Fat. It should be The World is Flat.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We have William Golding's Lord of the Fries, which, oh god, it actually has Ronald McDonald on the cover. That is even scarier than the original book.
Great one. Edgar Allan Poe, The Rave.
Nice. The Da Vinci Cod.
Yes. Jurassic Ark. Noah Goes Prehistoric.
I would read the hell out of that book.
Yeah.
The Handmaid's Ale.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Twilight New Moo.
Yes, yes. Stephen King, T.
William Faulkner's The Sound and the Fur, which is the dog from HMV on the front.
William Goodman's The Princess of Brie, as in the cheese.
As in the Princess Brie.
Just on the side of it, they've got a picture of a brie with a section cut off and just coming out. And it just and it's mounted on a horse. And it just says next to it, a hot fairy tale.
this is Gabriel Garcia Marquez, 100 Years of Solitude. But guess what? By the author of Love in the Time of Cholera.
Yes. The Babysitter's Cub.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, a dad.
Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. Olive Twist.
Out the Lion, the Itch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes.
Booze in Paradise.
Booze in Paradise.
Yeah, but like the booze from...
yes.
Boo from Mario.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's okay because it has a chicken on the front.
Okay.
Nancy Drew's The Secret of the Old Cock.
Yes. Oh.
Okay, now we get on to like some of my favourite ones.
Okay.
Stephen Hawking, A Brief History of Mime.
Yes.
Oh.
Animal Firm by George Orwell. Just like Dog and Pig Accountants. The one I can't say. Oh. Angela's Rashes.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. Oh, this one's great. But it's basically just a black cover with one tiny white speck. And it's the curious incident of the dot in the night time.
Lord F the Rings.
Our Nan in Havana.
Oh, that would be an amazing book. I want to read that. Just all of the intrigue and there's just some old woman knitting.
Oh, God, I found a terrifying one. The catcher in the eye. That's just a picture of someone's eye with the child catcher. Just in the
eye. A Heartbreaking Walk of Staggering Genius by David Eggers.
Ernest Hemingway's The Old Man and the Tea.
Yes. The Old Man and the Tea. Genius.
Oh, it's okay. We've got children's books as well.
Oh?
We're going on a beer hunt.
That's a very different story, kids.
And this one, I think this is the last. Yeah, this is the last one by Beatrix Potter, The Tale of Peter Rabbi.
Does he have curly hair?
Actually, no. He's got like he's got the curly hair, like the rabbi hat and the massive beard.
Good one, Charlie and the Chocolate Factor.
My mind made it dirty.
Miller and Kundera, The Unbearable Lightness of Bing. The Velveteen Rabbi. This is another one. Oh, God. There's just so many.
There are like hundreds and hundreds.
Some people just... I love Here's Waldo.
It is that one is just brilliant.
I'm sorry, The 100 Years of Solitude. Just the fact that it's just a book covered in ears is just genius. Oh, and people actually do this. People actually take the time to do this. I'm just amazed by it. I don't know. There's so many you can choose from as well. Any others?
Just looking at the comments, I've got A Farewell to Arm.
Yes.
Nope, that seems to be the well running dry.
Yes.
At least of ones I can say in polite company.
So what about ones that we know? What can we think of? I mean, we had Lord of the Wings, which was Frodo with a bucket of KFC.
You got Watership Drown.
Ooh. Oh, that was...
Oh, did that strike a nerve, that one struck a nerve?
Bright eyes. Harry Potter is still one of the best ones.
Martin's A Snog of Ice and Fire.
Yeah. Yes, that one works. I don't know. It's a tough one. I mean, Catch 22 would be a different thing if it was Batch 22 or Watch 22.
Mm.
It's tough. It's still, there's too many. There's too many books. Any others?
None that spring to mind.
I mean, they did Pride and Prejudice as Pride and Prejudice, so that one's already been done.
Yeah.
War and Pace. How would you do with something like M?
Change letter and just go H.
Just H. The Three Musketeers.
Yes. Any of the...
King Ear.
Yes, yes, yes. This is good, this is good, this is good. We're getting there again.
Brave New World.
Yeah, Brave New World. Have you just found more?
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm not thinking. I can't like think of these off just like off the top of my head.
Snow White and the Even Dwarfs.
Just a line of dwarfs all looking the same.
With a spirit level on top of them.
Yeah, they're all flat. That's a really good one. Do you know what what's annoying me is that everyone's got the same ones.
Sleeting Beauty.
Bleeping Beauty would be better. The Bleeping Beauty.
The Football Romance of the Year. Beauty and the Best.
Yes. Oh, everyone's gone for the same ones over and over again. Seriously.
Tom Thumb,
yes.
God, I can't think of any.
Tom Lawyer. Yes, Tom Lawyer. There you go. Huckleberry Finn was never this good.
Oh, okay. I have found one.
Oh.
The Bile.
Yes. Yes. I like that one. Shall we do a little competition here? I've got an idea. Let's use that as groundwork, right? I'm going to bring up some famous books. Let's see what you can make of them.
Okay.
Some of them will be difficult. Some of them won't be. So let's start off with Don Quixote.
Oh, good. But we're not going in for the easy one then.
Don Quixote.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure you can't change Quixote to anything.
Oh, and how's Quixote spelled?
Quixote.
Don Quixote.
You'd need to get rid of three letters. Yeah. Because then it'd be Don Quart. Two letters, sorry. Because then it'd be Don Quart.
Mm. Yeah, and a Tom Quixote.
Close. All right, what about Pilgrim's Progress?
Pilgrim's Progress.
Yes. Doesn't quite work, does it?
It doesn't.
No.
All right. Robinson Crusoe's not going to work either. Gulliver's Travels, no. Tom Jones. That one should be a good one. Nice and easy.
I don't know.
Tom Loans.
Tom Bones.
Yeah. Does he now?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, that's almost like that one I saw about people playing lots of pranks on each other.
Yes.
The Lovely Boner.
Yes. See, led you onto that one, didn't it?
It did.
Yes. Tristram Shandy.
Is the subtitle, Let's Get Mauled.
Tristram Shandy, what do you think?
Tristram Candy.
Or Tristram Handy.
Handy. Yeah, always go perverted, Rob, don't you?
I didn't. Nightmare Abbey by the brilliantly named Thomas Love Peacock.
That's actual name.
That's his actual name.
Can we only add one letter?
You can add or take away one letter.
Six that I said Nightmare Scabby.
The Nightmare Cabby.
You could have gone
yes.
What with his cat, the Nightmare Tabby?
Yes. The Black Sheep.
The Back Sheep? The Back Shep. Oh, does that count? Because I took one away from me.
Yeah. The Back Sheep.
The Back Sheep.
Yes, the Back Sheep. Fits in with Rams.
make a band right and say the Back Sheep Boys.
The Charterhouse of Parma.
The Charterhouse of Parma.
It's an obvious one. The Count of Monte Cristo.
Oh, that's not fair, Rob. That's not fair, because you know what it is. You know what it is, and I can't say it.
I know.
I can't say it on
As soon as he said it, I was dying to go, that one. Yeah. It's that one. Has to be that one. Nothing else. It's that one. The Count of Monte Cristo. I'll take the secondary one then.
Yes. Vanity Fair.
Zanity Fair.
The Results of Plastic Surgery, Vanity Pair.
Or you could go Vanity Fair, as in the tree. Just a tree all glammed up. Christmas.
It is. Yeah, we've done a festive one.
Where are we? Moby Dick.
Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Yes. The Woman in White.
Oh, God damn it. You've done it again, Rob. I can't go for the obvious one.
Yes. Let's see. The way we live now.
The way we live, ow. You have to get in the every single time. Douche.
Maybe not that word.
Yeah, not that word.
The way we sieve now.
Yes.
Is that a cooking book?
Yes. Or
is
the way we hive now.
The way we hide now.
The way we hive, as in bees.
Yeah.
Because all have been assimilated.
Yes. The portrait of a lady.
The portrait of a lad.
Okay. Three men in a boat.
I'm going for it. Three men in a goat.
I knew you were going there. Jude the Obscure.
Jude the Obscene. No, it's not the same.
Nude the Obscure.
Yeah.
The Riddle of the Sands. It's got you guys, hasn't
the
it?
The Riddler of the Sands.
Yeah, the Riddler of the Sands, or the Riddle of the Wands.
The Piddle of the Sands.
Yes. The Call of the Wild.
Oh, the Call of the Will.
Yeah, the Call of the Will.
Or the Wild.
Or the Ball of the Wilds.
The Ball of the Wilds.
The Hall of the Wilds, the Fall of the Wilds.
The Mall of the Wilds.
Yes, yes. The Wind in the Willows.
Wind in the Pillows.
In Search of Lost Time.
We're going Stephen Hawking In Search of Lost Mime.
Yes.
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 We've got another one. What one? Tequila Tuesday gets a bit wrong. In Search of Lost Lime.
Yes. Yes, I like that one. Shall we call it a day there?
I think we should.
We're kind of pushing it now.
Yeah.
We're kind of pushing it now. Okay, right. So, what are you guys going to be reading over Christmas, if anything?
I will be reading, two books, Invasion of the Teeling, which I will be doing for the show, and The Welcome
Invasion
to...
The Tinsel.
Yes. Yeah, screw it. I'll just like stick a sticky note over the front of it and just write Tinsel.
Yes.
And I will also probably be reading the Welcome to Night Vale novel.
Ooh.
Because a very good friend got that for me.
Ah, fantastic. Well, I will be reading The Pagan Knight, which we received today. Anyway, we are at the end of the show, so we're going to leave
And at the end of 2015 now.
Yeah, we're at the end of 2015.
Yes, we are.
We'll be back in January with our look back at 2015, at the highs and the lows and the plagiarism scandals in poetry. Because
I think we're just going to have to fill the show.
And the horrible, horrible sex scenes.
Yes, lots of horrible sex scenes coming in 2015. 2016.
With Donald Trump.
Yes. No, no,
no.
No,
oh, no. He would be a giggling snowball full-figured copulation.
With the emphasis on the full figure.
Yes.
It could be worse. It could be worse. I could make it worse for you if you want.
No.
No,
no, please don't.
Not the Margaret Thatcher statue.
Donald Trump and Margaret Thatcher.
No, because we already had that. You can't really have the Margaret Thatcher thing in because we got over that in the 80s with that and Ronald Reagan. Spitting Image made of a whole meal of that. I'm already desensitized to anything like that.
Fair enough.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Rob. Hey, Rob. Hey, Rob. Hey, Rob. Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell.
No.
Not even if her howling breast barrel rolled over his mouth?
No.
Not even then?
No, not even then. Do you know the main reason why?
Why?
I can't remember what Rosie O'Donnell looks like.
That's probably a blessing, then.
It's that whole thing, how do you not think about pink rhinos?
By never showing anyone a rhino.
Yeah. The only way to stop yourself thinking of a pink rhino is by not actually knowing what a rhino looks like. I don't remember what Rosie O'Donnell looks like. I have this vague idea that she's dark-haired, and that's pretty much it. Oh, and that she goes around going, speaking as a mother.
This is where Andrew's going to get a picture right and just show you that.
Yes.
Here's Rosie O'Donnell.
Anyway, yes, we are at the end of the show, so we're going to leave you now until 2015.
16.
2016, even. Yes, I do. I do time. Time is good. Time is the thing.
It's a good job he's not the doctor, isn't it?
It really would
be screwed.
I did geology at university, so I'm used to dealing in millions of years, not like hours and minutes and seconds.
Is this why we're always late?
Yes. Because for me, it's still the same era. You know,
and therefore the show
is
starting on time.
Yeah, it's.
I bet you use it.
And in some cases,
he's a timeline, he regenerates.
In some cases, I actually think I'm a little bit early. even though I'm like 3 days late.
Ah, okay.
As long as it happens within this particular section, you know, the ice caps are still there, so it's all fine. I'm actually early. I'm not supposed to be here until they've all melted.
Ah, okay.
So yeah, anyway. I've been Rob.
I've been Andrew.
And I've been John.
We'll see you all next year with more stuff about books and art and stuff like that.
Thanks for listening.